Alright, this is day two of our 3-day Gunks climbing trip, and we started the day off. Jason and I climbed Frog's Head, which is a 6-. Williams recently upgraded it, and the order Swain got, it's put at 5.5, and Swain says it's sustained for the grade. Both pitches are sustained for the grade, so you can imagine what that means. I've actually climbed this once before. I led it 2 years ago with Kurt. But when it's been that long, you know, you pretty much forget a lot of what's going on there. And it's a 3-star climb, but I didn't remember it being, you know, 3-star climbing. But nonetheless, you know, we gave it a try after, you know, a little bit of a wait, and there was a bazillion people interested in climbing it, but luckily we were early enough in line. And the first pitch climbs, the first pitch has got a variety, I guess, of climbing, but it's basically crack climbing with smearing on, you know, kind of polished, very polished rock with a little left facing corner for some of it. Crux is low off the ground, maybe 20 feet, 25 feet. And this is, you know, you're on kind of low angle, then you have a bulge, and you just got to work through that bulge, and there's a, you know, kind of like a left leaning crack in there. And really the move, or at least the way I did it, was, you know, you have a decent, like, side pull right hand, and you just got to, like, crank your right foot up real high. And just go, you know, kind of awkward like that with the right hand, right foot. Then, you know, Jason cruised up behind. Didn't seem to be any problems there. Then we climbed the second pitch, which was, first pitch was pretty technical. You know, lots of smear and that kind of stuff. But the second pitch, phenomenal, juggy kind of climb, an almost Madam G type thing, or second pitch of Shockley's. Certainly not as good as Madam G, but very good. You know, start off with some juggy, steep stuff that, you know, if the holds weren't so friendly, I would have had a hell of a time placing gear. Nice traverse, and then you come up into up a little crack into this right-facing corner that is really, really sweet. The only thing is, once you pop out this corner here, you know, there's, I don't know if there is any pro, but I didn't see much. So you have to run it out a little bit. I don't know how far. Maybe it's 20 feet to the ledge. And again, you know, Jason cruised up that, no problem, got all the gear out, and I certainly didn't go shy placing gear. Then we wrap down that in a single wrap, which is what you can do with a double climbing on double ropes. And we were looking over towards, you know, the Nears and Millbrook, and we were pretty certain that we were going to get poured on, you know, right when we were doing that rappel. But it didn't rain. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. So once we got down, you're like, oh, it's going to rain, so where are we going to go next? And, you know, we figured, you know, thought about it for a while, but we said, oh, let's go check out the guide wall, you know, where Finger Locks is. And, of course, you know, Finger Locks was in use, so we went on first pitch of Twin Oaks, which is a 5.3, a little bit of face climb until you get to this left-leaning crack, a little bit of a corner, mostly crack. Jason led up this real smooth, real fast. Very fluent, you know. I've climbed it once before, and I'm sure he'd light it much smoother than I did. One of the placements was sketchy, though, but he said he knew it was sketchy.
Told nothing like me for that hollow plate.
And then we actually met up. We saw Ty. I guess Ty was guiding, so someone was mock leading under his guidance. So Jason and I decided we'll just, you know, take a quick shot up Northern Pillar, which is a real popular 5.2, even though it's nothing special except for, like, the third pitch is, like, a nice, you know, 30 feet of, like, this nice corner. Is that rain, Jason? Oh, shit, we're getting rained on right now.
Is that rain?
Yeah, that's... Rain. Oh, wait, maybe we're not getting rained on. So, back to my story. I'm climbing the third pitch of Northern Pillar. Again, Jason's leading all this. And that, you know, at this point, it starts raining on. It's pretty good. So Jason just puts in two pieces, both really good. The freaking Brown 1.5 tri-cam was real nice. I wouldn't have even seen that placement.
Yeah, I think he put the 1.5 in.
And then he put in, you know, number 3 Camelot and cruised on up, and even forgot the directional that I asked for. And
Oh, you asked for directional?
Yeah.
When did you ask for directional?
I don't know, probably pretty early in the pitch. So we get up there, and then, you know, it's raining nicely. We're on the top of Madam G's pillar there, and rain's coming down good. Everyone else is, you know, all the guides are closing down shop, and everyone's leaving. There's another team just coming up Madam G's at that point in time. I guess the leader was already up. It was like a husband and wife, and the wife was backed off the second pitch because it started raining, and then he had to cruise up, and I guess they had some communication issues. Jason thinks they have other issues. No, this will be posted on the internet, Jason, so you can't say anything too bad. So, we wrapped off Madam G's, which, if you guys don't know, you know, it's a free hanging rappel, one rope, you know, you get down, it's maybe 170 feet. And then the rain, you know, was wild. You know, I mean, it wasn't any harder than usual or scarier than usual, but the rain just adds an extra dynamic to it. So at that point, you know, we were kind of spent. You know, we got in five pitches, which isn't the end of the world, but we had plenty of time to go check out sushi place. I forget the name of it, but it's, I don't know, the guide that we have, so it's supposed to be the best sushi. And that place was all right. And then we, yeah, it began with an H.
You get the name
out of it. That's how I'll do the trip report. You know what I mean? I'll Google for it, because it probably has a website too. Right. And then we just came back and set up some fire, and tomorrow will be our last day of climbing. It's looking pretty likely that at least we'll get a morning and maybe half an afternoon before it rains. Jason, you have any other comments on today's climbs?
Nah.
All right.